Tosefta in Brachas in Perek Dalid quotes the Machlokas Tanoim as to why Shevet Yehuda was Zochet to Malchus. One shita is that it's because Yehuda saved Yosef from the brothers in this week's parasha. And when the brothers wanted to kill Yosef, Yehuda says, "Mabetzak inar desachim. Why should we kill our brother? Let's leave him alive." And that's why Shevet Yehuda was Zochet to Malchus. A second opinion in the Tosefta is that it was Zochet to Malchus because Yehuda admitted with the Maisa with Tamar, Sadka Mimeni, he admitted that Tamar was pregnant from him. Because of that, Yehuda and Shevet Yehuda was Zochet to Malchus. A third opinion in the Tosefta is that Yehuda was Zochet to Malchus because he took the place of Binyamin. And when Yosef wanted Binyamin to stay in Mitzrayim, Yehuda said, "No, I'll be the Eved instead of him. I'll stay in Mitzrayim and he should go back to the family." That's why there was Zochet to Malchus. And a fourth opinion in the Tosefta is that Shevet Yehuda was Zochet to Malchus because they jumped into the Yamsuf first. That Nachshon and the whole of Shevet Yehuda jumped in and they were trying to figure out who should go in first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a tzivui to jump into the Yam. Shevet Yehuda jumped in first, and that's why they were Zochet to Malchus. Four different shittas as to why Shevet Yehuda was Zochet to Malchus. Are these simply four disparate, different opinions, or is there some common thread among all the shittas? The Chaim Shmulevitz explains that all these opinions really boil down to one leader, and that is Yehuda took responsibility. Shevet Yehuda took achrayis, and it's that taking of responsibility that gave the malchus. What happened in this week's parasha? The Shvatim wanted to kill Yosef. Yehuda responds, "Mabetzak inargas achinu v'chisinu es domo." What was his response? Rashi says, "V'chisinu es domo" means v'nalim es misasa. Yehuda told them, but if you believe that Yosef is a rodef, if he's really chayav misa, so then you shouldn't cover it up. What, the Shvatim wanted to cover it up? They were going to claim that he was attacked by a wild animal. Yaakov Avinu would never find out what happened. And then they would take care of Yosef in a quiet fashion. No one would actually know. Yehuda tells them, if you really believe that your Pesach Din is correct, take achrayas, take responsibility for what you're saying. Don't just cover it up. Yehuda told the brothers that you have to take responsibility for what you do. You can't deny it. That was a midah of Malchus. And of course, in the Maisa with Tamar as well, Tzadka Mimeni, it wasn't easy. It was embarrassing. It wasn't easy to admit that he was the source of the pregnancy. But he took achrayas. He took responsibility for his own actions. And he confessed. And he admitted that he was the source. Of course, with Binyamin, there's no greater taking achrayas. Yehuda was prepared to sacrifice everything, to sacrifice his life, his future, that he wouldn't go back to the family, he'd stay in Mitzrayim, he'd be an Eved forever. What greater taking of achrayas could there be? And by Kriyas Yamsuf as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzav Klal Yisrael to jump into the Yamsuf, and all the Shvatim were saying, "Yeah, we're willing to jump in, but we don't have to go first. We'll go. If you go first, then we'll go." Came Nachshon and Shevet Yehuda, and they said, "We're going to take achrayas. There's a tzivei Hashem here. We have to take achrayas and do what's right." So they jumped in first. The tzad hashava of all of the different shittas in the Tosefta is that Shevet Yehuda and Yehuda himself took achrayas, and that's why they deserve malchus, because that's the midah of a melech. The midah of a melech is to take responsibility for the people, to take achrayas for situations. And we know this is the midah of the Chashmonoim as well. Just a few days before Hanukkah, if someone were to have looked at the battle that the Chashmonaim fought, they would have said it was just ridiculous. It was a losing battle. It was Rabban Biyad Ma'atim, Gibran Biyad Chaloshim. There was no way that they were going to win. But the Chashmonaim felt that if that's the right thing to do, they have to take achrayas. They have to take responsibility for the situation, and they have to risk their lives for the battle and try the best that they could. That's the midah of Malchus. They demonstrated the midah of leadership. The midah of a melech is to take achrayas. But the truth is, this midah to take achrayas is relevant not only for a leader, not only for a melech. It's important for the individual as well. We know that when Cain kills his brother Hevel, Kadosh Baruch Hu asks him, "Ei Hevel Achicha, where is Hevel?" And Cain says, "Hashem Rochi Anochi. I don't know where he is. Am I responsible?" Chazal say that Cain was saying much, much more than, "Am I responsible for my brother?" He told that Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Look, it's not my responsibility. You made the Yetzer Hara in me. I couldn't control myself. So I did it. What's more, you're the shomer. You're the God over everyone. You could have been shomer hevel. You could have prevented it from happening. And you could have accepted my carbon. And if you did so, then I wouldn't have killed him. So it's not my fault. It's your fault. Not only did Cain not take responsibility for his own actions, he blames HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the death of hevel. The first step to tshuva is to take responsibility, to take achrayas. A person has to take achrayas for his own actions. That's the only way a person is going to achieve tshuva. And it's true in a positive sense as well, not just in a negative sense. A person has to do tshuva, he has to repair what he's done wrong, but in a positive sense too. For any person to grow and to accomplish and to achieve his full potential, a person has to take achrayas for his own life. If we're going to accomplish, then it's not enough. We can't give excuses. We have to take responsibility. Yes, there could be people who will help us along the way, help us achieve our goals, but ultimately every individual has to take achrayas for his life. That's the only way that a person is going to really accomplish and achieve his full potential. That's the message of Yehuda. That's one of the messages of the Yom Tov of Chanukah, to take achrayas, not to sit by, not to give up, not to give excuses, but to take achrayas. Kadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the courage and the strength to step up to the plate, rise to the challenge, to take achrayas for our lives and for the klal in general. And hopefully if we do our part, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the siyata d'shmaya we need to truly achieve our full potential.